Let's play House in the Morning. 194 Pop Quiz on the way. Almost impossible question of the day with Amy Kay as well. First, Craigslist misconnections. So let's say you're out and about, you see somebody and they strike your fancy, but you're like, well, I better hashtag social distance, or maybe just miss your chance to talk to them. Well, what better thing to do than just write about them somewhat anonymously on the internet and hope they stumble across it? Problem is, most people don't really peruse misconnections, so we grab a few from around the region to share here on the show. This one titled, Unexpected Gift, 13th Avenue by PetroServe. I was in my Trailblazer perving for ebony women when I saw you.
I'm sorry.
You are a young, black and or biracial, beautiful woman with frizzy hair. You had on a plaid miniskirt and was going to your garage with some plastic bags. I was watching you in my rear view mirror and kind of winking, hoping you noticed me as I was turning onto the street. I hope your legs weren't cold in that sexy skirt. I would love to warm them up. I was cutting through the alley at your apartment complex. I'd love to take you out on a date.
He called it, he like already called himself perving.
Yeah.
Perving? Yeah. I didn't even know that was a phrase. What?
Yeah, I've never heard somebody say they're out perving before.
And how would she see him winking in the rearview mirror? If she did see him, she probably was like, that man has a twitch or something.
You gotta get out of here with my plaid skirt.
She probably like pulled out her, you know, pepper spray and had it like on hand just in case. She probably ran inside.
Yeah.
More than likely, yes. So you don't think that that's one that's going to get a response?
No. Or
if any response from the police, maybe.
You. How about you was at Walmart? Hello, I seen you at the Walmart. I was checking you out, and you looked very nice. I think you worked there, but I'm not sure. You were wearing blue. You were gone before I could introduce myself. If you that lady, please message.
Which Walmart?
Could be one of the three, I guess.
If you that lady.
So if you work at Walmart and you feel like there's a guy staring at you.
Or if you were wearing blue at Walmart, you may not have worked there either.
Well, just going down the street to some Target love. Target has two real cute Asian chicks I see there all the time. Made eye contact with one yesterday and your eyes just melted me.
Do they work there? If you
maybe
know where they work,
no idea.
Go back.
No, don't go back. That, no.
Another Walmart love. This one titled Gal at Walmart. We chatted in the checkout line at the Walmart. Wish we could have talked longer. This might be a long shot, but if you see this, reply by telling me what you thanked me for buying somebody I told you about for Christmas. You thought it was a real sweet gift for you-know-who, winky face. You left in a red Chevy pickup, I know because I watched you leave.
That took a creepy turn. But
at first it was kind of sweet, and then he was like, I watched you leave, and I have your license plate.
Probably took a mental note. But at least they had like some sort of conversation. That one... Yeah, maybe love could be there.
How about 45th Street, Royal Liquors parking lot? You backed into another car last night at the Royal Liquors parking lot and then took off. The driver of the car you backed into followed you down the street, but I don't know if you actually pulled over. Turn yourself in for the hit and run, you bleep hole, if you haven't taken responsibility. I have your license plate number, and then they post it on here.
So it's not a love connection.
It's not a love connection, but that's a pretty good misconnection. Yeah. I like that one a lot. And finally... Man at Bulldog Tap in Fargo. You were a tall, dark, older man that struck up a conversation with me at the urinal this weekend at Bulldog. Were you looking for more?
Wow.
Guess you never know. Never know.
Yeah, I mean, you had a little chit-chat at the urinal.
I know, like, women chat in the bathroom and we make friends. Is that normal for men to do that at the urinal?
Like, do you guys chit-chat?
I don't care to chit-chat with anybody, but, you know, the drunker you are, so at a bar, it's probably more likely.
Okay. I always wondered that.
Yeah.
So there's another one where we could find love. We have two good potential love matches.
That one is yes, maybe. What's the other good one?
The Walmart one.
I also like the game Target Practice, where you go to the other wall, and you see who does a better job of still hitting the urinal from the other wall. That's fun. I was going to say, you ever play that one? Probably not.
Nope.
That's what I assume you guys do in the bathroom.
Oh, that's a really fun one, yeah.
Yeah.
I also like to play Ghostbusters, where we cross streams to make it more powerful. You ever seen Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
We combine the streams. Crazy stuff happens.
Different streams in Ghostbusters.
Well, obviously, yes. I don't have a proton pack, Amy. Obvi. This has been Craigslist Misconnections. Pop quiz on the way.
You're waking up with the Playhouse.
It's a beautiful day.
Waking you up every morning.
Brand new day.
Y94.